KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Presented by Trex Decking and the Angie app. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you with the projects you want to get done around your house. If you've got a project and you don't know where to turn, how to get started, you're stuck in the middle, you want to do something to improve your house, make it more efficient, make it beautiful, you want to spruce up the outdoor, there's still time to work on outdoor spaces now. We're going to, the fall is just ahead. Maybe you want to think ahead to that. Whatever you want to take on, well, start taking on right here. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, because that's what we do. We've been doing this for 20 years, and we love helping homeowners and apartment dwellers and condo people and co-op folks fix up those places that you call home. So the number here to get in touch with us is 888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions at moneypit.com. Just look for the blue microphone button. It's on like every page, and you can record your own question for us. Coming up on today's show, have you overlooked anything when it comes to childproofing your home? Surprisingly, many people have, so we're going to have some reminders about the most overlooked childproofing areas, those areas that you absolutely must make safer when kids are around in just a bit.
And older homes with drafty windows can be energy hogs, but replacing those windows isn't the only option. We're going to share some tips on how to restore older windows and reclaim at least some improvement in energy efficiency.
And a front door is more than just an entry. It's a focal point for the first impression a visitor gets. And if it's well done, it can very significantly add to the perceived value of your home. So we're going to share some ideas on sprucing up or adding a new front door that delivers more than just protection from the elements.
We are standing by to help you tackle all of these August projects. You guys, the summer's almost over, so what are you working on to get us through the summer, have a great time, make your house look amazing? Because before you know it, I'm going to be giving you holiday decorating tips, so let's enjoy the summer.
Oh, my gosh. It's so hot right now, I can't even think. My brain won't go there.
Oh, no, no, no. I guess you didn't celebrate Christmas in July like I did. I took out that tree and everything.
Oh, no. Give us a call with your questions. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or post your questions at moneypit.com. Just click on the blue microphone button. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Mary in Virginia, welcome to the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I'm looking to purchase a home that has a slab foundation, and when I went in, I kind of smelled a musty, mildewy odor, and I'm just wondering, like, how would you know that water is coming up from the ground and saturating that slab? And how do you protect a home that has just that's built just on a slab. There's nothing under for water to drain under or anything.
Was this a home that was vacant, or did it have a family living in it?
It has been vacant for a while.
That makes sense, because when you don't run the HVAC system as frequently as you would if it was occupied, sometimes you're going to get high humidity inside the homes. But because it's a slab, does it make it any more or less susceptible to water infiltration? But, of course, because it's above grade, you don't get floods. What you do get is the power of the concrete basically drawing water up from the ground. It's called capillarity, and then letting it evaporate into the air. The correction for that is the same thing you would do even if you did have a basement, which is to improve your drainage on the outside, extend the downspouts, the gutters, improve the soil slope so that water is sort of shunted away from the foundation perimeter. But I think that once you move into the house and use the HVAC system, you're going to find that that moisture is not nearly as detectable as it is right now. And if it does become more detectable, you could always add a dehumidifier.
Okay, so that smell I'm getting is not coming from the carpeting that's on top of the slab, laying on top of the slab.
Ooh, carpet on top of slab? That's a bad thing.
Well, I mean, I don't know what's under the carpet, and I'm assuming that there's some kind of subfloor there, but, yeah, I mean, it's wall-to-wall carpeting, and I know underneath it is basically a slab.
Yeah, we don't like carpet on concrete for a whole bunch of reasons, so I would be recommending that you find another type of flooring for that. Because when you put carpet, which is, you know, largely an organic material, against those damp, moist concrete slabs, bad things happen. You get mold and mildew growth. You get allergens that form. You're going to get dust mites, things like that. So we really don't like carpet on concrete slabs. If you can choose a different type of flooring, if you're going to do some remodeling, that would really help out a lot.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Mary. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Russ in Wisconsin's on the line, has a question about what kind of floor goes over heated concrete. What's going on? Tell us about your project.
Is new construction with a heated concrete slab. What flooring can I put on that? And thinking about just painting it for the short term.
Russ, there are definitely floors that are designed for heated concrete surfaces, whether that's sub-slab hydronic or whether it's an electric layer of heating that's on top of that. There are floor products that are designed for that. So you have to kind of check on a product-by-product basis to determine which one is going to be appropriate, because some have more tolerance for heat than others. One that I know will work well is Duravana, which is a stone hybrid product sold by LL Flooring. That can take, you know, any amount of floor heat. It's an easy installation. It lays down on top of the concrete. The boards are locked together, and you're pretty much totally good to go. But beyond that, you know, whether it's engineered hardwood or whether it's a vinyl product, you've got to check that the manufacturer's specifications to determine whether or not it is rated for being radiant heat compliant. That's what you're looking for, radiant heat compliant, and that will be the answer to your question.
Heading out to Idaho, Gail's got an issue with some stains on some brick. What's going on over there?
I have a question about removing mortar splash stains from exterior brick and whether I could damage it by using maybe a metal brush on a drill so I don't have to scrub so hard with a regular brush.
Now, anytime you get a stain on brick, it's really difficult to get it off because brick is so absorptive. Now, with this mortar splash that's gotten on there, I think what I would do first, because brick's also a bit soft, I would use a wire brush. You would pick one up at a home center or hardware store. It's got a stiff wire bristle. And then I would try to use that wire brush to brush off and brush those areas where the stains are. And you got to be careful because you don't want to damage the brick too much. If you scratch it a little bit, that's okay. Even if it looks a little lighter than the surrounding areas, eventually it'll sort of fade together. But that's probably the first step. And if you want to go deeper than that, you could pick up a wire brush attachment for a drill. And just like a drill bit, it goes into the chuck and it spins around. And you gotta, it's a little bit wily to handle, right, Leslie? I mean, it'll handle you. It'll bounce right back in your face. But you know what? Oh, the other important thing though that you should know is that if you're going to use a wire brush attachment on a drill like that, please, please, please wear safety glasses because those wires can break off and fly off and we don't want you to get hurt. So that's the way I would approach this. It's a matter of levels of aggression using a wire brush. You don't want to go too heavy because you'll damage it, but that's probably the best way to get rid of that splash. And hopefully it's not too big of an area.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, coming to you from the Angie Studios. When it comes to home projects, we know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, what are some of the most overlooked items when it comes to child-proofing a home? We're going to let you know what you shouldn't forget to keep your kids safe.
You live in a Money Pit.
Did you know you can cover the ugly concrete around your home with the elegance of granite in just one weekend and as easy as painting? Terrazzo Decorative Granite Resurfacer by Deich Coatings is a tough concrete coating made with real stone that you can easily roll onto your patio, pool deck, or garage floor for lasting beauty and performance. Add a stunning transformation to your home this season with Terrazzo, available online at Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com. Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Quality air and filtration is important, but if you've got traditional pleated air filters and you don't replace them every month, they're going to quickly get caked with dirt and dust. And when that happens, airflow stops and your HVAC system can't do its job, and ultimately you can damage your system.
Which is why we're thrilled to now be working with Castle Filters. They've created a patented no-maintenance one-year HVAC air filter that holds 10 times more dust than a pleated filter.
Yep, Castle Filters is a great story. Their filters have more surface area, so they work longer, and they're using a patented sticky layer that traps more dust particles yet maintains airflow, so you can leave it in for a full year.
Castle filters do cost a little more than a traditional air filter, but come on, they last 10 times longer, saving you a ton of money in the long run.
And having better airflow through your HVAC system means your unit doesn't have to work as hard, which also saves you money.
So get Castle filters for your home. They're available in all common sizes. Just visit castlefilters.com to learn more and to find out where to buy in your area. That's castlefilters.com. Well, summertime opens the door to all sorts of new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance or a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can actually handle the rest, from start to finish, or contact you to a top pro who can. So you can start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you working on, guys? Whether you're doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Get help with your home projects when you follow the Money Pit podcast.
Fresh episodes every Monday and Thursday. You'll learn how to tackle your to-dos with confidence and create your best home ever.
All right, now we've got Phyllis from the Jersey Shore calling in. What can we do for you today?
I am looking to purchase a home. And the problem is I'm looking in a very specific area because I don't want to leave the current school district the children are in. All the homes around here were built in the 60s. So my first question is, what should I look for in that era of home construction that might be a red flag? And also, the way the homes are all built, the bottom floor has radiant floor heat, and upstairs is hot water baseboard, and I can't imagine that 50-year-old pipes are not going to go at some point. And I'm wondering, how do I make sure they're okay, or, you know, look for signs that they're getting weak?
So you're basically looking for the good, the bad, and the ugly of 1960s construction.
Correct.
And, you know, the story is that it's actually a pretty good time for home construction. You had copper plumbing. You had decent wiring. Sometimes the services were a little small, but, you know, if the homes are mostly natural gas, you really don't need more than about 100 amps to power pretty much everything, including central air conditioning. And you got hardwood floors. Very frequently you had hardwood floors in 1960 houses, and it's interesting because they put the hardwood floors in, and they very promptly covered them with wall-to-wall carpet.
With shag carpeting.
Or shag, yeah. That's right, which actually protects them, you know, very nicely and didn't allow them to wear. So it's a pretty good year for home construction. Now, because it's a, you know, 50-year-old house, you're obviously going to have, you know, how old is the furnace, how old is the water heater, stuff like that to consider. What's the general maintenance been? But in terms of an error of home construction, I think it's a really strong error. Now, if you'd asked me about the 80s, I would tell you, not so much. Those houses were put together pretty fast and not always in the best possible way. But the 60s is a pretty good year for construction.
Oh, good, because I'm moving up. I live in an 80s house now.
Oh, there you go. So you're going to get better. In terms of that radiant heat, that's probably the one weak link that home has. But the thing is, you can't really determine like how far along it is and whether or not it's going to break. It probably will eventually fail. And when that happens, you're going to be faced with a pretty costly repair. You'll have to put in some sort of alternative heat system because it's virtually impossible to repair those pipes in the slab. So the first floor of your house, you'll either be running new baseboard pipes or you'll be running electric radiant or you'll be adding an air to water heat exchanger so that you can take hot water from the boiler, run it through a heat exchanger and blow air over it through your HVAC system, the same one used to cool the house. But I wouldn't obsess about that. I mean, it's probably going to happen eventually, but it may not even happen in the time that you own this next house. So if you like the neighborhood, the 1960s is a pretty good era for home construction.
Great. That's great news. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, childproofing your home is an easy DIY project, and you may have already done some of the more obvious things. Unfortunately, though, it's easy to overlook other recommended safety measures that can prevent unexpected accidents. So we've got some reminders.
Now, according to safehome.org, the most overlooked safety device is the toilet lid lock, possibly because they can be inconvenient for other family members. But while drowning in a toilet is rare, it does happen to curious toddlers. Plus, a toilet safety lock will keep kids from playing in that germy water or backing up the toilet with items that can't be flushed, which often leads to a whole other DIY project that I've personally experienced, I might add, when my darling little baby son dropped a little blue telephone toy into the toilet. It was the perfect size to hide in the trap, and it took me quite a while to figure out what was going on.
Amazing the things that these kids do. It's really just crazy. All right, now other bathroom safety items that are often neglected are non-skid strips on the bathroom floor to prevent slippery falls and anti-scald devices to regulate that bathroom water temperature. Because babies and kids' skin, I mean, even older folks, you know, like your grandparents who are visiting or any other elderly visitor, their skin is so much more thin and so much more sensitive, so it can burn much more easily. So you've got to regulate that temperature.
Now, in the kitchen, don't forget to add stove knob covers so those little hands can't turn on the burners or oven. Don't forget locks for dishwashers and also covers for garbage disposers. And avoid using tablecloths, which toddlers may tug and then cause other items like glassware and appliances and hot food or liquid to fall right on top of them.
And in any room, another easy fix that's too often overlooked is installing window guards to prevent falls and then also replacing those traditional blinds with cordless window shades. Because those dangling cords, I mean, they're really a known strangulation hazard for infants and small children. And I'll tell you, I've got a 14-year-old and a 9-year-old, and I watched them swinging that cord on the blinds in the living room. And I still am like, please be careful. Don't get tangled in it. I mean, they're basically adults, but you still worry.
Absolutely. All of these child safety measures are affordable, they're easy to do, and they will definitely give you a bit more peace of mind throughout the entire home. So get to it. Go around your house, look for these hazards, and take care of them before the kids get hurt.
We've got Jeff in Illinois on the line who's dealing with a new money pit to him, and sadly, it stinks of smoke. Tell us about what you've got going on there. I imagine you have a lot of projects.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Well, I've washed the walls twice and the ceilings, and I think I'm near ready to paint, but some of the interior has brick, and I've washed and scrubbed them, and I've power washed them as best I can, and you know, they still smell, and I'm just trying to think, will is there a spray or something that I can put on them, or can I seal it to, you know, to reduce the smell? What can I do?
Yeah, well, when you have brick, you have a surface there that's very absorptive, and so that smoke is not on the surface. You can't reach that. I don't care what you wash it with. You're not going to reach
that. Or as much as you pressure wash in your home.
Exactly. Right. Well, that's got to be, that must have been interesting, pressure washing inside the house. But where is the brick? Is it a fireplace or what are we talking about?
No, it's actually, it's a mid-century modern house, and it's got brick inside. It's got quite a bit of brick, and fortunately, there's some tile floors, so the pressure washing isn't too bad.
Too bad, yeah.
These
are brick walls then?
Yeah.
Brick walls. Okay. Well, here's what I thought is, Leslie, and you tell me what you think, but I'm thinking he's got a seal this year. I mean, we always tell folks that when you have smoke, you clean as much as you can, but then you have to prime everything. So you mentioned walls and floors, and, you know, I was talking with somebody not too long ago who, you know, got rid of the carpet and washed, but it still smelled. It's like, well, what did you do to the floors? And they didn't do anything. I said, you got plywood subfloors. I said, you got to prime those floors with oil-based primer to seal in those floors because they soak up that odor. So you have to seal this brick surface. Now, you know, I'm not saying you have to paint the brick. I mean, you may want to try some clear sealants on this. I'm not even quite sure what product to tell you to use because typically when there's a house fire, for example, you know, they have the special professionals that come in and they clean these surfaces. They basically spray everything down with what is essentially like an industrial sealant. But on brick, if you want to preserve the look of the brick, then of course it's got to be something clear, right? If you don't care about the look and you want to paint them, and then you can just prime it with a good solid masonry primer, and that's going to help a lot, and then paint a new color over that. But I think this is a matter of sealing it, not washing it out. You can't wring the smoke odor out of that brick, no matter what you do and how much water or chemicals you throw at it.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, okay, then I'll just have to try to find a nice clear sealant because I like the texture and the color of the brick is
sure.
Is really nice, and the walls extend to the exterior, so you know there's some visually
synergy, some synergy between the colors, the blend of the exterior, it sounds beautiful. So I mean, listen, you say you got a money pit, but you know, for us that's a term of endearment, and there's a lot to love about this house. And so hopefully, you know, you'll be able to get these odors under control, and it'll start to fade away, and you can start to focus on the future.
Gotcha. All right. Well, I better go put my rubber gloves on and get back to work.
All right, Jeff. Hey, good luck, man.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
I mean, if he hadn't just told us about this big project, I'd be wondering, what's this line of work? You are listening to The Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects done right with Angie. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, older homes with drafty windows can be energy hogs, but replacing those windows isn't the only option. We're going to share some tips on how to restore older windows and reclaim at least some improvement in your energy efficiency. So stick around. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
You about ready for school, son?
That's okay, Mom. Dad's dropping me off.
Why?
Because Dad's ride looks awesome after the new paint job from Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center. They also took out that huge scratch and dent.
I took Dad's car to Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive.
Oh, okay. It looks sick.
Sick?
Mom, sick means cool.
Sick.
It sounds weird when you say it.
Uh-oh, better call Mako. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call today for your free estimate. 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Join the Cascade Theater for an energy-packed show with Trombone Shorty at Orleans Avenue on August 6th. Packed with funk, soul, R&B, and psychedelic rock, Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue is sure to provide an exhilarating evening packed with a strong rhythm section, hip-hop beats, and bright flashes of brass with hard rock energy. Don't miss this fun night with Trombone Shorty at the Cascade Theater on August 6th. Tickets available at cascadetheater.org or 243-8877.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Driving around in a dirty car can impair your visibility, and removing the dirt from your vehicle is essential in keeping you safe. That's why you need to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Here's a few safety tips from Quick and Clean. Clear up the clutter by keeping a trash bag in your vehicle. Keep your phone charger in the center console, grocery bags in the seat back pocket, and an emergency kit in the trunk. Just a few safety tips from Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean!
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our communities when minutes matter.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
You can catch the Money Pit podcast when you head on over to MoneyPit.com/podcast. We put up two episodes every week on Monday and Thursday, so always one to help you tackle your next home improvement adventure.
All right, now we've got Eva in North Carolina on the line with a water heating question. How can we help you today?
Our home is about 11 years old. We have a hot water heater on our third floor of our home, and I'm a little nervous about it being up on the third floor, and with it aging out, I'm concerned about it potentially bursting or leaking. So what we'd like to do is replace the hot water heater in this house. However, we're not sure. We kind of have a disagreement. We're broke right now financially, but we would, for peace of mind's sake, I would like to possibly look into a tankless. My husband thinks we should just replace the current one that we have upstairs on the third floor with the same darn thing, because he's like, you know, if it's new, it won't leak and it won't burst. So what do you guys suggest?
How old is the water heater?
As old as the house, I presume. The house is about 11 or 12 years old.
Well, if it's an 11-year-old house, it's going to have an 11-year-old water heater. And while, yeah, that's closer to the end of a normal life than not, it, believe it or not, it's not horribly old. I mean, I've seen water heaters go 15, 20 years.
But because it's on the third floor of the house, I'm nervous because, you know, water is going to, it's not like it's in the basement or the garage. So if there is a leak or something like that, I'm concerned about there being a lot of water damage to our home.
I understand. And you could, if that would happen if a pipe broke as well. So if you want to replace it with a tankless, that is going to be more expensive than a tanked water heater. But it's definitely worthwhile because they last a lot longer. And they also give you on-demand hot water, so you never really ever run out of warm water. If you're concerned about your plumbing system's reliability in general, just make it a practice that whenever you guys go away for a weekend or longer, you turn the main water valve off. You don't need to leave water on when you're not home for an extended period of time. So that might also be something you might want to start doing on a regular basis.
So whenever you're going to be gone for the weekend or more than a couple of days, turn the main water valve off.
That's right, because you don't need it on. And this way, if the water heater ever were to break, it would lose the 40 or 50 gallons that's in it, but it would not constantly run.
Gotcha. So going back to my original question, what do you guys suggest we do? Because my husband thinks, well, let's just get a new one, you know, the same thing, and then he thinks it's going to give me some peace of mind.
Okay, here's what I would do. You said that money is tight. I don't want you to throw good money at bad ideas. And I think replacing it with the same thing is kind of a bad idea, especially since it's 11 years old. What I would prefer to see you do is live with that for another year or two, save up some money, and then put in a tankless.
Okay. And do you recommend tanklesses go in the crawl space or in the garage or outside?
Well, they can pretty much go wherever you want. If you put them outside, they get a little less efficient because, of course, the outside temperature is cold, and that means they have to work a little bit harder.
Okay.
And sometimes they're put in rooms that are insulated or outside closets or that sort of thing. But you have the flexibility because a tankless water heater is going to be about a quarter the size of your tanked water heater.
Okay, so it sounds like that's what you recommend is a tankless, but maybe just live with this one for another year or two.
I think that makes the most sense. Okay, Eva?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. I don't feel like 11 years old is a terribly old water heater.
No, I mean, given that a lifespan is 10, 12 years, and you're right. I mean, before we moved in, the one in our house was like 20 years old.
I used to see that all the time as a home inspector, and yeah, it's old, but
you can live with
it. But not worth emergency replacing.
No. Just for peace of mind. There are other things that you can do.
There's enough life left in that to risk, you know, not doing it now and saving up your money for a year or two and then going tankless. Because tankless is definitely the technology that is state-of-the-art today and worth every penny of its cost.
Well, while we all know that older homes are built to last, they also can be energy hogs, especially when it comes to old, drafty windows. So what's the best way to deal with them?
Well, first up, replacing windows may be, of course, the most tempting option, but it's possible to restore them and reclaim at least some of the improvement in energy efficiency. I think there's probably advantages and disadvantages to both. I mean, if you replace the window with replacement windows, these are sort of inserts or windows that are installed in the existing jamb, you'll get a more energy efficient window that's going to operate really well. But they can be expensive, and it's going to change the appearance of your window both inside and outside. Now, on the other hand, if you want to restore old windows, that will maintain the architectural integrity of the house, but it's definitely a time-consuming project. It can be difficult to find a contractor who specializes in that type of work as well.
Yeah, and if you do decide to restore, there are three areas that you'll need to work on. The first is repairing the sash cords. The second is adding weather stripping. And lastly, reglazing as you need it. Now, these plus adding a storm window can create reasonably efficient windows that still look like they match the charm of the home. Bottom line, if you're someone who values an original traditional appearance of the house and your existing windows are in decent shape, then go ahead and restore those windows. If not, replace them with a quality insert.
Now, if you decide to go with replacement windows, there are a lot of important things to check, but it really comes down to this, the glass. You need to get the most energy efficient glass possible. And if you do, these windows are going to save you money and increase your comfort for as long as you own your home.
What are you working on this first August weekend? Well, whatever it is, the Money Pit is here to help you out with all of those problems. So give us a call, shoot us a text, whatever you like. We are standing by. The Money Pit is broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Just ahead, a front door is more than just an entry. It's the focal point for the first impression that a visitor gets. And if you do it well, it can significantly add to the perceived value of your home.
We'll have tips on sprucing up or adding a new front door that delivers more than just protection from the elements when the Money Pit returns. Summertime opens the door to all sorts of new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance or a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can actually handle the rest, from start to finish, or connect you to a top pro who can. So you can start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with the RoofMax treatment. With more than 50 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-626-0786 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-626-0786. That's 800-626-0786.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, are you a do-it-yourselfer? Well, let us help make sure that you don't become a do-it-to-yourselfer. We're going to give you ideas and solutions to do your projects the right way when you listen to the Money Pit Podcast.
You can follow the Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we've got Vernon in Colorado who's fixing up the bath. How can we help you?
I had heard a while back on your show, if you're going to re-caulk your bathtub, to fill it up with water, but I do not remember if anything was said about removing the water immediately after it was caulked or letting the caulk set up first before you would let the water out. So I wanted to check on that before I started my project with some good kitchen and bath caulk.
Well, absolutely. The tip you heard about filling the tub with water is totally correct. And the reason why we do that is when you fill the tub with water, it sort of weighs down and sits down onto the base a little more. So if you fill it with water and then go ahead and caulk, then you let the caulk dry, and then you drain the bath. When it sort of empties out, it's going to lift back up and compress that caulk. So the next time you actually go to take a bath or a shower and you're standing in there and the tub presses down on the base, it's going to stretch the caulk and it's all going to stay in place. So that's really a good trick of the trade, because it keeps it in its place longer and it really lets it adhere to where it needs to be.
Perfect. Okay, that's what I'll do. Thank you so much.
Well, guys, a new front door is a really great way to add value and style to your home without spending a whole lot of money. And if that's a project you'd like to consider, we've got tips that can help. Now, first, you want to consider the material. The options are going to vary from simple solid steel to fiberglass to the very ornate wooden doors. And each one can have transoms, which are beautiful. That's like the window on top of a door. And you can add coordinating side lights and also have very intricate glasswork. And while it's easy to save money by opting for, say, a lower cost model, there are pros and cons associated with each type of door.
Yeah, first let's talk about fiberglass entry doors. Now, these are going to cost anywhere from $150 to $2,000. And extremely ornate models with, say, side lights and a transom, that's going to run you closer to $3,000, maybe even more. But fiberglass, however, it's a very popular option that's going to give you a wood-like look with increased durability and excellent insulation value.
Now, steel doors have been a standard for decades. They're going to be the least expensive, probably between, say, $200 and $500. And though some of them actually can go up to maybe a couple of grand, but if you add more side lights and glasswork, that's what really sort of ups the price. And steel is really the least expensive option all in, although it's less popular because of the harsher metallic look. And today, even if you want a plain steel look, fiberglass actually comes in those same styles and delivers a lot more benefit in reduced maintenance and energy efficiency as well.
Now, let's also talk about a wood entry door. If you love a traditional look and don't mind the maintenance, wood doors might be the choice for you. Engineered wood doors cost only about $200 to $500, while solid wood is the most expensive option at $500 to $5,000, even more. Now, wood is the most traditional. It's a customizable option, but it is one that requires active maintenance to prevent warping and rot. And, I mean, I have a solid, thick mahogany front door, and it is in the sunniest spot ever, so I'm constantly working on this door. And I mean, it's gorgeous, it suits the house, but you've got to be willing to put in that work.
Absolutely. You got to use marine varnish on a door like that that has some UV protection, because that sun really beats down and changes the color. Now, besides the door, there are many options in both side lights and transoms, and these can add hundreds to thousands in terms of cost, but they definitely really increase that curb appeal, which actually, according to one major study, can add as much as $24,000 to the perceived value of your home. It was really interesting. A while ago, a door company did a study where they had a regular plain door, and then they basically did a visual transformation, like through graphic artistry, and added in a new fiberglass door, and they asked folks what they thought the house was worth. And it turns out that the ones with the fiberglass doors were actually worth about $25,000 more. So pretty amazing impact that just a door can make.
Bill in Missouri has a new driveway and needs some help with finishing it. What can we do for you?
I had a new driveway, concrete driveway, put in.
Yep.
And I'm wondering if I need to put some kind of a sealer on that or just leave it like it is. The finish they put on it looks like they used a real stiff broom or something on it, and it's got the lines cut all the way down it on both sides, all over it, you know.
Yeah, and that's designed to give you some traction in the winter so that you don't slip on it as easily. I don't think it's necessary for you to seal it. If you were to seal it,
you would need to make sure you're using a vapor permeable sealer, because what happens with some sealers is the moisture gets trapped underneath of them, and then it can't evaporate out, and it will cause the concrete to spall or crack. But, you know, concrete driveways are not necessary. It's not necessary to seal them on a regular basis.
Okay.
Just be cautious with, you know, the type of salt that you use to de-ice. Don't use anything that's that has rock salt in it.
I got a real quick question for you. I had a new deck built in the back, and they used pressure-treated yellow wood on it, and I had no idea that the yellow they were talking about was going to be the sap coming out of it.
Okay.
And I was wondering, is there some kind of a sealer or something that I can do about that?
Well, when you have a new pressure-treated deck, we generally suggest that you wait about a year before doing this, and then you could apply a solid color stain to it. If you put a solid color stain to it, it will cover some of the sap as well, and frankly, by then, some of it will have, you know, already evaporated. You could sand those areas to try to get rid of any, you know, big deposits, but I would wait about a year, and then I would treat it with a good solid color exterior deck stain.
Oh, okay. Well, I sure appreciate your help.
The Money Pit is coming to you from the Angie Studios. When it comes to home projects, we know you all want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, Charlie has a home with cedar siding that's become much darker with age. We're going to share how he can brighten it up next.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Redding Electric Utility and City of Redding staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Mary Ann Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
That's going to prevent you from going with a solid color latex stain on top of that. And that really is going to be something that you're never going to have to worry about fading again once you take that on. So I think that's a great way to go with this project.
All right. Next up, we've got a question here from Ed who says, I want to know the best material to use to replace a flat residential roof. My home's roof is flat and about 6,000 square feet. I'm looking for the best combination of cost, durability, ease of maintenance, and repair.
So the first thing that comes to mind is this. You need to know that putting on a flat roof is a specialty project. It's something that's done regularly by commercial roofers, but rarely by residential roofers. So I'm always cautious when a residential roofer wants to put on a flat roof and they don't do it all the time, that they can make mistakes. And I've seen a lot of mistakes that they can make. In terms of the product that you select, I'll give you two to consider. The first one is called EPDM. It's basically a synthetic rubber membrane. It's black. And it's commonly used in commercial buildings. It's incredibly durable. It's kind of like having a solid sheet of rubber, like, tossed over your house. You'll probably get at least 25 to 30 years out of it. But keep in mind this handy fact. Because it's black, guess what? It's going to absorb a lot of heat, and it can drive up your cooling costs. So that's definitely something you want to consider. Now, the other option in a lighter color roof is called TPO. It's thermoplastic polyolefin. It's basically a single-ply white membrane. It's used in both residential roofing and commercial roofing. But if you've got a flat roof or, say, a low-slope roof, it's a good option because it will keep the room cooler. You probably get 25 years out of a TPO membrane, but keep in mind that even though it's white, when it goes down, it'll get dirty. So if you're looking down at this from a second-floor roof, it's going to get dingy over time.
Yeah, but Ed, again, you really have to make sure that you're hiring the right roofer for this project, because a flat roof really does require a very special installation technique to be very carefully installed. So make sure you're going with somebody who does have a lot of experience with those flat roofs. Otherwise, you're going to find yourself in a heap of a mess again.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, and we are so glad that you are. Thanks for spending this part of this beautiful summer weekend with us. We hope that we've been able to give you a few tips and ideas to improve your home. If you've got questions, we can be reached 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT or always by clicking on the blue microphone button at moneypit.com. But for now, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Money Pit. Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Debates underway in the Senate on the Democrats' spend and tax bill. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer saying this Congress has done many good things so far.
Gun safety, chips, veterans, NATO. All of this we got done in under 6 weeks, and now we have one more groundbreaking item left, the most important of them all, the Inflation Reduction Act.
Yeah, but Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the bill is going to do nothing to cut inflation.
Hundreds of billions of dollars in tax hikes on a struggling economy will help kill American jobs. Everywhere except the IRS, that is, where the bill would fund the hiring of, listen to this, 86,000 new tax collectors, plus new cars and new computers.
Former President Trump closed out the annual Conservative Political Action Conference this afternoon. Conservative activists from America and around the world gathered for the four-day event this year in Dallas. China took umbrage at House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's trip to Taiwan this week, but the speaker said her visit was not intended to change the status quo for the island, but to maintain peace in the Taiwan Strait. In the Philippines, Secretary of State Blinken says China and Taiwan need to manage their differences.
The differences between Taiwan and the mainland need to be resolved peacefully. And what we've seen China do over the last few years is move away from a peaceful resolution of differences to doing so coercively and potentially forcefully.
And Blinken said China should not hold hostage talks on important global matters in retaliation for Pelosi's visit to the island. President Biden's doctor says the 79-year-old president has tested negative for COVID-19 but will continue to isolate at the White House. Town Hall.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
The fight for the unborn is raging in our country. The Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade, clearing the way for many states to ban or severely limit abortion. The debates have never been stronger. During this critical time, the award-winning film, The Matter of Life, cuts through the rhetoric and hatred and exposes the real issues surrounding the plight of the unborn. The Matter of Life. Stream it today at SalemNow.com and have your own life transformed as you watch The Matter of Life.
Not a successful start to the English Premier League's new season for the Gunners.
Liverpool opened its schedule with a lackluster 2-2 draw with recently promoted Fulham at Craven Cottage. Alexander Mitrovic gave Fulham a pair of leads, the last coming on a penalty kick in the 72nd minute. But Reds newcomer Darwin Nunez came off the bench to help his team avoid a stunning loss, scoring in the 64th minute and setting up Mo Salah in the 81st. Mitrovic was a handful for Liverpool defenders Trent Alexander-Arnold and Virgil van Dijk. Mitrovic outjumped Alexander-Arnold for a header goal and was pulled down by van Dijk in the box to set up the penalty kick. I'm Dave Ferry.
Tottenham Hotspurs rallied for a 4-1 victory at home against Southampton, while Newcastle, Leeds, and Bournemouth also earned wins in the first round for the new year. Linebacker Sam Mills, Leroy Butler, Bryant Young, Richard Seymour, and seven others enshrined in the Hall of Fame. Town Hall. Two crashes involving Teslas apparently running on autopilot are drawing scrutiny from federal regulators.
The partially automated vehicles may not stop for motorcycles. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration sent investigation teams to two crashes last month in which Teslas collided with motorcycles on freeways in the darkness. The riders were killed. In both cases, the agency suspect that Tesla's partially automated driver assist system was in use. The agency says that once it gathers more information, it may include the crashes in a broader probe of Tesla's striking emergency vehicles parked along freeways. John Scott reported.
Four people were shot to death in an Ohio neighborhood over the weekend. Police are looking for what they say is a male suspect, and they consider that suspect to be armed and very dangerous. You can always check out more on these stories by just logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Join the Cascade Theater on August 21st for one of the finest in-demand rock and roll ensembles working today, Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real. Lucas Nelson and POTR have wowed audiences and won fans with their fiery stage performances and singular sounds, which smoothly straddles rock and roll, country, soul, folk, and R&B. This will be a night you won't forget. Purchase tickets at CascadeTheater.org or 243-8877 for a night of a lifetime with Lucas Nelson and POTR on August 21st at the Cascade Theater.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I'm calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Trex Decking and the Angie app. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And if you can dream it, you can do it. We will help. What projects are you working on? If it's a project around your house, well, that's what we do. So let's think about this. As you look around your home, what's the one thing that kind of bugs you? Do you want to paint a room? Do you want to spruce up your kitchen? Want to replace your kitchen, your bathroom, your deck, your patio, your roof? What project comes to mind that you want to get done? Now is your chance to reach out to us because we will help you get it done. We will recommend the best products. We will tell you how to hire a pro, what to look for, what to ask, what to watch out for. Whatever's on your to-do list, move it to ours right now by reaching out to us with those questions. A couple of ways you can do that. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or you can post your questions at moneypit.com. Just click on the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, when it's cold outside, south-facing windows are awesome. They can help keep the entire house snug and warm and let in tons of light. But in the summer, like now, they can have the complete opposite effect. We're going to share window tips to help keep your home comfortable year-round.
And do you have a wood deck that's solidly built, but it's not looking so great? Well, maybe you've got boards that are cracked and twisted, or you're just tired of staining it again and again and, you know, again. Well, removing the old deck boards and the railings and replacing them with new composites could be a great solution for you. We're going to explain how to take on that deck resurfacing project in just a bit.
And now that we're in the hottest part of the summer, we're also at the peak season for ticks that can carry some pretty dangerous diseases. So we'll share the surprising ways ticks can grab hold of anyone passing by and how to keep them off of you for good.
All right, but first, give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. We've got a few weeks left in the summer season, so let us tackle those projects outdoors before we start thinking about those indoor projects.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Aaron in Ohio is on the line and needs some help with the playground. What can we do for you?
We have a swing set slash play set. It's made out of treated wood, and it's about 10 years old. The flat surfaces, they've turned black, and the wood is cracking. I'm wondering how I can best clean that up.
Well, the best thing to do is to use a wood cleaner, but let me ask you this. Is it pressure-treated, this wooden playset?
I believe so, yes.
Because, you know, pressure-treated lumber is sort of fallen out of favor as a playset because of the chemicals that are in the pressure-treated lumber leaching out of the lumber, getting into the soil, and so on. So I just give you a bit of a warning on that. But if you want to clean this, Flood makes a product called Flood Wood Cleaner that works really well. Basically, you wet the lumber down, you apply the wood cleaner, you let it set for 20 or 30 minutes. You don't let it dry. You may have to re-moisten it again, and then you kind of scrub it clean. You can use a pressure washer after that to scrub it clean. It does a pretty good job of brightening up the finish, taking away the dirt and the grime, and lifting up any of that old gray sort of oxidation that settles on the wood, or the black oxidation that settles on the wood. You can find that at most home centers and hardware stores, and again, it's called Flood Wood Cleaner.
Okay, once I have it clean, then am I better, do you think, to stain it or paint it?
No, you're better to stain it. What you want to do is use solid color stain as opposed to semi-transparent stain, because it'll last a lot longer. The solid color tends to fade a little bit better and doesn't, like, peel like paint would.
And the same thing, like, we have a swing, like a porch swing that I'd like to put on there as well. Same thing then with that to clean it up. It's been outside for some time.
Yes, if it's natural wood, that's a good product to clean up with. And the same advice applies to the porch swing. Now, is that also made out of pressure-treated lumber, or is that something different?
You know, it's about the same age. I believe it is.
All right, so again, use the solid color stain.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
You're welcome, Aaron. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Lee in South Carolina on the line who wants to build a koi pond. How can we help you?
Off the deck of my house in the one corner, I've got a bridge going to a gazebo. What I want to do is 2 feet out from the gazebo, I'm doing a raised flower bed. And from the flower bed 4 feet out all the way around the gazebo, I want to do a koi pond. And everyone keeps telling me that you got to do it in concrete because it's with liners, you'd have to have too many liners and sealing them, and it'd be a lot more of a problem.
Well, there's a lot of ways to build a koi pond, and most folks use liners.
Well, I mean, you have to use something. So you can either build almost like you would a small pool and pour a concrete, you know, I say foundation for lack of a better word, but, you know, a concrete form, or you can get a plastic pool form. They're black. You see them at, I know the home center by me that sells koi. It's actually a garden center that sells koi and pump equipment for water features have a variety of sizes of these black sort of, they look like kiddie pools essentially, but they're interesting shapes and you dig out and then place this in the ground. Or you can get the black liner, which comes in a variety of widths and thicknesses, and then you would dig out the formation that you like, especially it seems like yours is a bit more specialized and free-formed and has to sort of fit into a different area of measurements that you have specific ideas in mind, so the liner is probably better because it will work with your specific dimensions. And you'll dig out. You'll have to dig the slope into it as well. If you want shallow areas or deep areas, you'll have to dig that all in as well. Then you'll put sand down just to keep a smooth area, and then you'll put the liner in. And it sort of, when you put the water in, will start to take the shape of that area. And then what you'll have to do around the top on those edges is you'll have to use all natural rocks and large stones to hold that down and hide all of that lining. But there's no reason why you can't use a plastic liner.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Now we've got Kathleen in Illinois on the line, and she's got a question about a vaulted ceiling. What can we do for you?
I'm calling about a renovation project that we are trying to do on a three-season sun porch, and it's like a 12-by-27 room. We did tackle doing window replacement by ourselves, and we managed to do that. They're vinyl-clad windows, the tilt-in kind and everything. But the ceiling right now is like 12-inch tiles that are, like, they seem to be glued up to the ceiling. They're not on a grid system, you know, they're just up there. And we want to put faux tin ceilings. And we're wondering if that's a project that we could tackle, or is that something best left to professionals, or, you know, we're looking for your advice. We had some damage from rain on the roof, and we've had the roof replaced. But I even, like, painted over where the water stains were with that Zinsser stain stop. And you can still see that, you know, it did not cover it. So we need to change the ceiling.
Hey, you know, they make these tiles that are a drop ceiling type of a tile that looks just like tin. Have you seen those, Kathleen?
Yes, we have. And we thought that those were very cool. And we didn't know, like, do you think just like, you know, liquid nails or something to put it up over these existing tiles?
What's underneath the tiles? Plywood sheathing?
I don't know. It feels really solid, you know, when you push on.
I would try to figure out what's underneath it. You could take some pieces of the old tiles apart, see how thick that is. I would prefer to have a mechanical attachment like a staple or something like that than just simply the glue. The glue's okay.
I mean, I would use liquid nails and something else.
Uh-huh. Mm,
yeah, exactly.
And you don't think it would, like, you know, I don't want it to look uneven, you know, how they, you see sometimes those grid systems where the tiles kind of, you know, droop and swoop and look.
No, if it's done really well, it looks great. I mean, we've seen them at really high-end decor showrooms where you have some really upscale decorating done, and they look fantastic.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Good luck with that project, Kathleen, and thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
And just ahead, south-facing windows are great in winter, but in summer, they can turn your home into a total greenhouse. We're going to share tips from the EPA and easy ways to block that extra heat when the Money Pit returns. Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-sitting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. Quality air and filtration is important, but if you've got traditional pleated air filters and you don't replace them every month, they're going to quickly get caked with dirt and dust. And when that happens, airflow stops and your HVAC system can't do its job, and ultimately, you can damage your system.
Which is why we're thrilled to now be working with Castle Filters. They've created a patented no-maintenance one-year HVAC air filter that holds 10 times more dust than a pleated filter.
Yep, Castle Filters is a great story. Their filters have more surface area, so they work longer, and they're using a patented sticky layer that traps more dust particles yet maintains airflow, so you can leave it in for a full year.
Castle Filters do cost a little more than a traditional air filter, but come on, they last 10 times longer, saving you a ton of money in the long run.
And having better airflow through your HVAC system means your unit doesn't have to work as hard, which also saves you money.
So get Castle Filters for your home. They're available in all common sizes. Just visit castlefilters.com to learn more and to find out where to buy in your area. That's castlefilters.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with Floor Source Factory Direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects, from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need, and Angie can handle the rest, from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you'll get their happiness guarantee covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today, or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Installing a tile backsplash, countertop, or shower really updates your home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat uses a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to the wall. And there's no waiting to grout. Grab pre-mixed Simple Grout and your project can be done in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com or visit thesimplemat.com.
Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And if you guys can dream it, then I know you can build it. Join us on The Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
That's moneypit.com/podcast.
Dave in New York is on the line and has a plumbing question. What are you working on?
I had a couple of plumbing and heating contractors come give me estimates, and I wanted PEX piping put in, and they discouraged me from it because they were told that it was made with soy oil, and they already had to replace in some homes the PEX piping because rodents have been chewing on the pipe.
Yeah, I guess I could see that. I mean, I could see rodents potentially chewing on plastic pipes, but I will tell you that I've not heard that as a long-term, as a widespread problem. I mean, PEX piping is really quite good. It enables you to do things you can't do with metal piping, with copper piping. It's just a lot less expensive to install as well. So I don't think it's a wide enough problem that I would stop using it. I would continue to use it.
But you don't know if they make it with soy oil or not.
No, I don't. But I tell you what, rodents will chew anything. So it doesn't surprise me that maybe they had some rodent issues with it. But I don't think it's a problem that would prevent me from using PEX.
Okay. I was just curious to know.
All right, Dave. Well, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we're going to talk to Blair in Virginia, who's taking on a painting project. Tell us about the ceiling you're working on.
I pulled out my towel washer and decided to clean off the deck and the walls and the ceiling. And now the ceiling needs to be repainted. And it was originally painted with an oil-based paint. I would like to not use oil-based. I would like to go over it with a water-based. But I don't know, first off, if I can do that and what would be the best brands to look into.
So the first question is adhesion. What's the ceiling made out of? Is this a drywall ceiling, a wood ceiling? What is it?
It's a wood ceiling.
What kind of wood?
It's a pot to supply wood.
The first thing I would do, now that you've got this all cleaned off, is I would prime it, and I would use either an alkyde primer, which is water-based, or I would use an oil primer, just the primer. The primer, it's important that it sticks really, really well, and it's also important that it adheres to whatever was there initially. And, you know, through the life of that ceiling, it may have had different paints, different finishes on it. We want to make sure we get primer on there that's going to have a real adhesive effect. Because once you get primer that sticks really well, then you could put latex ceiling paint or any type of, like, solid stain or something like that on top of it. But you got to use a good quality primer. That's really critical. So do the primer first. On top of that, since it's wood, you could use solid stain or you could use exterior paint. I would stick with a flat, though, if you're going to use the paint.
Right, right. Okay, so as long as I prime it well.
You would probably be more tempted to use that than oil-based, but honestly, oil-based works better than anything else. I just repainted my entire house, and I have a cedar house, and we use solid stain, which I'm always promoting on the radio show because it has the most pigment in it. But what I don't mention is that we had to prime this. We primed the entire house, and the last time, you know when the last time was I painted my house?
When?
14 years ago. 14 years because I used oil-based primer back then and solid stain. And I did the same thing all over again because I want to get another 14 years out of it. But that's what you'll get if you do it right.
Okay. I can do that then. Thank you very much.
And good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, when it's cold outside, south-facing windows are awesome. They help keep the entire house snug and warm, and they let in tons of light. But those lovely south-facing windows that keep a house so warm in the winter can also make your house super warm in the summer.
Well, you don't have to dread the summer because of south-facing windows. According to the EPA, there are a number of easy ways to make those south-facing windows more efficient. First up, you could add energy-efficient window coverings. Now, the window coverings can have varying levels of transparency. Some are sheer, and they let in a lot of light, and others can block 100% of the light. Also, another option are automated window covers that can lower during the hottest part of the day and then go back up in the cooler part of the evening. These smart window covers are really pretty amazing, and the prices are coming way down. And then you can do something really simple, like adding storm windows. Storm windows, if you've got them already, make sure you put them down in the summer if you've got central air, because it'll block the drafts, all those hot drafts that come in through those windows as well.
You know, you can also think about adding solar control films to the glass. It's really an amazing technology, and these films can block out the UV, but not block out the light. And some are even so clear that they don't block the vision either. And also consider exterior shading, like an awning or an exterior blind or an overhang, you know, architecturally of some sort, because that will help block that sun coming in during the summer season.
For more great energy saving tips, check out the EPA's page at energy.gov. I got to tell you, that is an awesome site. They really did a great job of covering all the ways that you can make your home more comfortable and save energy. And it's written for consumers. You're going to get the straight scoop right there, energy.gov.
Michelle in Minnesota is on the line with a bathroom floor thing, is all I can call it. What is going on? You're getting moisture coming up through the floor?
Yes, it's a laminate floor. This is my third summer in this house, and it's the first time that I've had this issue. And it was started around the warm and humid days. At first, I thought maybe that it was my toilet leaking because I had a new toilet put in last summer. But the plumber did come out and pull the toilet, and it didn't look like it was leaking or that the seal was broken on it. So we're thinking that it's condensation from the concrete slab coming up between the slats of the laminate flooring.
So the laminate flooring is on top of a concrete slab?
Correct, yep.
What's this doing to the floor? Is it causing it to deform in any way, or is it just showing up as a stain?
It is not buckling or anything along the edges. He thinks that maybe it's a rubber flooring, more of a rubber based flooring rather than a wood. And so it has not, curled the edges or anything like that. It just seeps up as moisture, and it comes like, beads up right along the edges of the laminate.
Do you have air conditioning in this bathroom?
I do not. Nope.
Yeah, I was thinking cooler, moist air against a warmer floor could cause additional condensation. So, look, if you want to reduce the moisture that's coming up through the bathroom, there's a couple of things I can suggest. First of all, you want to take a look at the grading and the drainage conditions outside that bathroom, because the slab, if it's getting very wet, is extremely hydroscopic. So all the moisture in the earth will be drawn into the slab, and that's going to wick up and show up in your bathroom, apparently. So take a look at your gutters and downspouts. Make sure they're clean and free-flowing, and the spouts are extending 4 to 6 feet from the house. Get all that roof water away. And then take a look at the angle of the soil and make sure that that's sloping away. Now, do you have a fan in this bathroom?
Yes.
That is helpful. You might want to think about replacing the fan with one that has a built-in humidistat, because that's convenient on a couple of fronts. First of all, when you take a shower and you leave the bathroom, turn the switch off, it'll actually stay on until all the moisture is properly vented out of there. And if it does get humid on its own, then the humidistat will kick the fan on and also dry it out. They're not terribly expensive. I know Brone makes a good one. There are a number of manufacturers you can find this from. And keep an eye on the floor. Some laminate floors, you know, stand up very well to moisture. I've seen laminate floors that are going to be submerged, and they don't seem to be affected by it, but others will buckle just like hardwood would. So just keep an eye on it. And if it ends up that it does have to be replaced, I would paint that cement slab underneath with a couple of coats of epoxy paint to kind of seal in and stop the moisture from evaporating through it in the room.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But only if you get that far. I mean, I wouldn't tell you to tear up the floor now, but if you have to replace it, just make sure you seal the slab at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, thank you. That's good. Good. Thank you.
All right, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studios. Let Angie take your home projects from start to finish. Download the app today. Up next, do you have a deck that's solidly built, but it's not looking so great? Well, resurfacing that deck is a great way to preserve the structure while updating that deck floor and railings with Trex.
And that's a project I'm taking on right now at my home. I'm going to walk you through the details on how to get it done next. 888 Money Pit.
concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
BNT Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 800 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit BNT Satellite, your local premier Dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary, 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Tickets for Axiom Repertory Theater's summer season are on sale now, starting with Neil Simon's hilarious Chapter 2, July 15th through August 26th, followed by the aggressively outrageous musical hit Ruthless, July 22nd through August 25th, and finally, Roe, a timely look at the landmark 1973 case Roe v. Wade, running August 5th through the 27th. Don't miss Axiom Repertory Theater's outstanding summer season. Get your tickets now at the box office, 2613 Bocelli Lane, or online at axreptheater.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local, We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Join us on the Money Pit podcast when you go to MoneyPit.com/podcast. You'll get new episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Bob in Illinois is on the line and working on a kitchen makeover. What can we do for you?
Well, we've got kitchen cabinets. They're probably close to 30 years old, and we're wanting to remodel our kitchen, and I'm wanting to strip them down, and I was just wondering what was the best way, what to use to do it with.
Well, the good news is that 30-year-old cabinets are usually very, very well built. You know, you can't really strip down a 10-year-old cabinet because they pretty much fall apart. But if it's a 30-year-old plywood cabinet, you can definitely strip it. Now, what do you want to do after you strip it? Do you want to paint it, or do you want to go with a clear coating?
I'd like to go with a clear coating on it, maybe put a Tom finish on it or something.
And what's on there now? Are they just stained, or are they painted?
No, they're just stained.
It's hard to change the color of a stained cabinet. I'm just telling you, just be prepared for that. But what you might want to do is use a good quality stripper, like Rock Miracle, for example, is a good one.
Yeah, you know, another thing that's good to do is head over to your local, like, mom-and-pop paint shop, because sometimes there are newer products that are out there. You know, I was just getting some wallpaper paste, but in that section there were some really nice paint strippers. They apply a little differently. They go on more easily. They work more quickly. So I always just pop into the shop to sort of see what they've got in there that they've worked with. But Tom and I have both used Rock Miracle, and I like that because it goes on more like a paste, so you can really see where it is. You can see it start to work. You know, and I guess it depends on how much stain is on there, how dirty they are. I would start by giving them a good cleaning, then make sure they're dried very well, then put the stripper on them, follow the directions, and you're going to want to use a wire brush and a paint scraper, and that's going to get that finish off of there. Now, it's important to work on them on a flat surface, so take all the doors and drawer fronts off, label them as you take them down with, you know, a piece of tape on the backside of the cabinet door and one on the cabinet box itself so that you know exactly where things go. I'd leave the hinges on the box side so that you can have the doors flat. You know, these are things that are just tricks of the trade that will help you be more successful. And if your doors are full overlay, are they or are they not?
Are they what now?
When your cabinet door closes, do you see any of the cabinet box around it, like a frame, or does the door cover it?
Yeah, it does. Well, it flushes up against the frame of the cabinet.
So that's, you know, a blessing and a curse, because then you can ignore the box, or you can also work on the box while it's in place to strip that down as well. And in that case, the Rock Miracle is really good because it's really, like, thick, so it'll stay on in a vertical position as well. So, you know, those are some good things, and you may have to apply it more than once depending on how well adhered your stain currently is. I mean, you really got to see. And then keep in mind that depending on the species of wood, the type of color that you might get from the stain that you've selected to go on there might be a little different. So you might want to work on a backside or a smaller area just so you can see how it will react and what color you'll actually end up with.
Thank you, then.
Well, if you have a deck that's well built, but you're just tired of having to stain it all the time, or maybe the deck surface is cracked and worn and giving everybody that walks on it splinters, it's just plain uncomfortable, then your deck is probably a really great candidate for a deck resurfacing project. And that's exactly what I'm doing now for a deck on a home that we recently bought. And I'm using Trex Transcend and the Trex Deck Kit, which is available exclusively at Lowe's.
Yeah, you know, the nice thing about the Trex Transcend Deck Kit is that it includes all the Trex materials that are required to build a 12-foot by 16-foot deck with Trex's top-of-the-line Transcend decking, the Trex fascia, and even the Trex Hideaway hidden fasteners. So, Tom, what's the first step? I mean, really, where do you begin?
Well, in my case, the first step in the project is really, and it should be in anybody's case, I should say, it's really to evaluate the structure of the current deck. Because I already knew that the deck floorboards in this case were really, they were rotted and they were cracked. And the railing was starting to rot as well. But the good news was that the deck floor structures, I'm talking about like the floor joists and the box beams, those were all solid. They were in actually good condition. And because of that, I won't have to replace any of those structural elements.
All right, but what about the railings?
Well, the railing was also, I mentioned it was a bit rotted, but it's also very poorly designed. You know, some of these railings, let's say on the older decks, they have too much space in them where people can fall through, especially kids, and then fall over the side. So I decided to replace those two, and I went with the new Trex railing. So with all that in mind, I was able to go to Lowe's.com and order a 12x16 Trex Transcend deck kit, and then I just added on the railings and other things that I needed so they could all be delivered together. And once the materials arrive, what I'll do is remove all the old decking boards. I'll check that structure one more time. I'll make any needed repairs or modifications, like adding some new posts, and then I'll start to install this new Trex Transcend decking and then the railings. And I got to tell you, the material is actually supposed to be here any day now, and I cannot wait to get started. This Trex Transcend is a gorgeous product. It's the top of the line composite decking that Trex makes. It's got high def grain patterns, and we chose this color called Island Mist, which looks like weathered driftwood, and it's going to make a huge impact on my home and also add to its value.
I mean, that's really going to look so great, perfectly beachy, very lovely, and of course, it's going to be a lot easier to take care of. You don't ever have to worry about sanding, staining, painting, just occasionally a soap and water clean, and it's going to look like brand spanking new. Now, you guys, you can follow along with Tom's project on our social or learn more about the new Trex Transcend decking kit available exclusively through Lowe's at lowes.trex.com. That's lowes.trex.com. Pat in Arkansas is dealing with a humid house. What's going on there?
Well, I have a new heat pump, and it's not taking out the humidity. Of course, I live in a humid area, but I just wondered, it's supposed to take out the humidity, as I understood.
Well, not really. I mean, air conditioners in general, central air conditioners, which is essentially what a heat pump is, are not designed to be dehumidifiers. They do dehumidify by virtue of the fact that they're cooling the air, but they're not as effective as other forms of dehumidifiers. There's a couple of other ones that you could consider, one of which is called a whole home dehumidifier, and that's built into the HVAC system. It would be built into the duct system, and that can take out about 90 pints of water a day.
Uh-huh.
There's another type of standalone dehumidifier. In fact, I just put one of these in my own house, and I thought it was absolutely terrific. It's by Santa Fe. And it's a small dehumidifier that installs, in my case, I put it in my basement, and actually is suspended from the ceiling in an unfinished part of the basement. And it's only 12 by 12 by 22,
mm-hmm.
and it takes out 70 pints of water a day. And it's really neat. Once I had it up for an hour or so, I went down there, and you could just see this pretty strong stream of water dripping out of it, and all that water used to be in the air, and now it's no longer there. So you need to do some dehumidification, and I think that you'll find that that will do the trick, Pat.
Okay. What is the average humidity supposed to be in the house?
30 to 50%?
Well, yeah, as I say, around 40, so we're in the same neighborhood.
Okay.
And if you put a good dehumidifier in, that will be set up to a humidistat so that you'll always know what the humidity is.
And it'll come on as it's needed.
Right, exactly.
Oh, okay. All righty. Well, I thank you so much.
Good luck, Pat. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question anytime, 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Still ahead, don't let those ticks ruin your summer fun. You can learn how these bugs love to hitch a ride and how to avoid those bites after this.
Live in a money pit.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with the RoofMax treatment. With more than 50 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
Did you know that you can cover the ugly concrete around your home with the elegance of granite in just one weekend and as easy as painting?
Terrazzo Decorative Granite Resurfacer by Deich Coatings is a tough concrete coating made with real stone that you easily roll onto your patio, pool deck, or garage floor for lasting beauty and performance. Add a stunning transformation to your home this season with Terrazzo, available online at Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
I get asked a lot by listeners and friends for contractor referrals. And while I'm always happy to help, my contacts just don't cover the entire country. But there is one name I can always recommend, and that's Angie. The Angie app is the fastest and easiest way to connect with top local pros wherever you live. Just tell them about your project, and Angie can handle the rest, from start to finish. So do what I do and download the free Angie mobile app today, or visit Angie.com for any of your home needs. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-626-0786 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-626-0786. That's 800-626-0786.
Is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? You need some help? Maybe you've got a renovation, a repair, or even a decor project? Well, post your question at moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask.
The Money Pit is coming to you today from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today.
Well, whether you're doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Get help with your home projects when you follow the Money Pit podcast.
With fresh episodes every Monday and Thursday, you'll learn how to tackle your to-dos with confidence and create your best home ever.
Bruce, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
The house I'm in was built in 78. In the past year and a half, during the winter, I'm getting this white frost that's coming off the bricks, and I didn't know whether that's something to worry about or not.
Well, what it means is you're getting a lot of moisture into the brick, and it's the brick's very hydroscopic, so it soaks up water like a sponge. And so if there's a lot of moisture along the outside of it, what will happen is that water will suck through and then it'll evaporate, and then it leaves behind is mineral salts. What you might need to do is to seal the chimney, and you can do that with a masonry sealer. That you want to make sure you pick one that's vapor permeable because it'll breathe, and that will stop so much of the, a lot of the moisture from wicking into the brick and showing up on the inside of the house.
Gotcha. Is there a certain brand or a certain type I should be looking at?
Yeah, most of them are silicone-based, and just make sure it says it, that it's vapor-permeable and that it breathes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go hit the floor now, then. I'm worried about it.
All right. Yeah, good luck with that project.
Well, we are in what's traditionally the hottest part of the summer, and it's also the most active time of year for many types of insects, including ticks. So it's really important to take steps to make sure ticks don't ruin your summer fun.
Yeah, you know, ticks and the Lyme disease that they carry are major threats to your health. So you got to be smart about protecting yourself and your family whenever you're outdoors. Think about it. Always wear some long sleeves. Tuck your pant cuffs into your boots or your socks. Yes, I know it looks old-timey and a little silly, but this is how these ticks love to get on you. And choose light colors. This way you can easily spot those ticks. Then go ahead and layer on insect repellent that's designed to be applied both to your skin and to your clothing.
Yeah, and while you're outdoors, make sure you stay to the center of hiking paths and avoid those grassy and marshy areas, because ticks don't jump. Instead, what they do is they hang on shrubs and especially tall grass. You know, sometimes when you're walking through a trail and you see some, like, really thin grass that's, like, leaning over? Well, when you brush by that grass, they jump right onto you. They kind of see you as Velcro. You know what I mean? And they have the hooks, and you're the other part of it. They walk by, they just transfer right to you, and then they try to find the warm parts of your skin, and then they try to dig a little hole in you, and that's really where it gets dangerous. So make sure that when you get back home, you inspect yourself and inspect your kids for any clinging ticks before bites can happen.
Sherry in Oregon's on the line with a question about a cast iron tub. What can we do for you today?
What you can do for me is get rid of my fears. I have a cast iron tub, and soon after I get out of it and it starts to cool down, I hear this horrible loud snap. And it may happen once, twice, or even if I walk into the bathroom before the tub is totally cooled down.
Is it a metal sounding snap?
Yes.
I think that's probably oil canning. Basically, as the tub is expanding and contracting, it pops as the metal expands and contracts, and that's probably what you're hearing. It's unusual with a cast iron tub, though, because those are usually pretty stiff, but that sounds like what you're describing.
Very good, and it won't be something that's problematic in the future?
I don't think so. I mean, it's usually just an annoyance, but as long as it doesn't sound like you've got lumber snapping or something like that.
No, it doesn't sound like lumber.
If it's the metal that's popping like that, yeah, that's oil canning. You remember the old oil cans, old soda cans that were very, very thick metal, and if you sort of pressed your finger in the side, it would make like a pinging sound? That's what that is. That's what oil canning is.
Well, fantastic. I've gotten rid of that fear. I really appreciate it.
There you go. Okay. Now we've cleaned the slate. Nothing to worry about. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Bye-bye.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get all your home projects done right.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing and roof repair to repainting, maintenance to remodels. Download the Angie app today to get started.
Coming up, do you love your pets but not the damage they do to your furniture and your rug? Well, we're going to share some tips for pet-proofing your decor next.
Live in a Money Pit.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
You about ready for school, son?
That's okay, Mom. Dad's dropping me off.
Why?
Because Dad's ride looks awesome after the new paint job from Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center. They also took out that huge scratch and dent.
I took Dad's car to Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive.
Oh, okay. It looks sick.
Sick?
Mom, sick means cool.
Sick.
It sounds weird when you say it.
Uh-oh, better call Mako. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call today for your free estimate. 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Join the Cascade Theater for an energy-packed show with Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue on August 6th. Packed with funk, soul, R&B, and psychedelic rock, Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue is sure to provide an exhilarating evening packed with a strong rhythm section, hip-hop beats, and bright flashes of brass with hard rock energy. Don't miss this fun night with Trombone Shorty at the Cascade Theater on August 6th. Tickets available at CascadeTheater.org or 243-8877.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed. It's time to embrace American values. Our society is based on the freedom, not begging the government for permission. It's time to wake up, my brothers and sisters. Come check out my show every other Sunday, 8 to 9, Liberty Unabashed.
Com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us. If you've got questions, remember you can reach us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or you can post your questions on MoneyPit.com.
All right, Betty in Alabama posted, when I flush a toilet at the end of the refilling process, all of the pipes in my house knock against each other. How can I fix it?
Ah, that is called water hammer, Betty. And what's going on is, think about this. As the water is moving through your pipes on the way to refilling your toilet in this case, and then the toilet turns off because it's already got all the water it needs, all of the centrifugal force of that water, the weight of that water going through the pipes, it doesn't want to stop short immediately. It tries to move forward a bit. As it does that, if the pipes are loose, if they're not secured well to the framing of the house, they're going to shake and bang, and being copper, you're going to hear that throughout the entire place. So first of all, it's rarely a problem. It's kind of an annoyance. Unless it gets really bad, it could shake something loose. But you need to find those loose pipes and secure them better to the structure. It's usually in the floor beams in the basement or in the crawl space. Find the pipes, tighten them up, and that water hammer will go away.
Because you know the toilet, Betty? That's one thing that's got to stay part of the plumbing system in your house.
It's got to work when you need it.
All the time.
Well, are messy pets creating a decorating dilemma? Are you afraid that anything you buy is going to be ruined by your well-meaning pooch? Well, Leslie has got some tips to help you get the best of both worlds in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
So first up, you've got to pick up pet-friendly furniture. You want to make sure that the fabric isn't going to be very worn very easily because there's, you know, woven fabric there that they can grab with their claws or their nails, things like that. You want something that's washable, that's cleanable. You want to make sure that you're not going to have to replace furniture more often because you cannot take care of it in the event of a pet mess. Now, you can protect the furniture that you do have with some pet-proof covers so you don't have to worry about the hair or any stains. Those can be removed and cleaned as needed. They're available in lots of styles, colors, fabrics. Then, if you're going to redecorate and change things up, you want to be careful there with the fabric. You know, you can protect what you've got with the covers, but the new stuff, really look at those swatches. I remember when we were getting a couch, I just kept like dragging my fingernails over every swatch of things. And the people were like, what are you doing? I'm like, I have a dog. Yeah. I have kids. Yeah.
Your dog,
I want to make
your
sure.
Dog checking. Dog
yeah.
checking.
I'm doing the pet check. So you have to do that kind of stuff. Look for fabric options that are easy to clean. Think like denim, canvas, durable synthetics. I mean, you can also opt for an outdoor fabric because those are going to be far more easy to clean, odor resistant, stain resistant. So don't be afraid to look at that outdoor fabric for use indoors because that's going to make things a lot better for you. And then if you can, consider adding a pet washing station into your home. This way, when you and your doggy head out on a rainy day, I mean, you know to wipe your feet, but the dog knows to jump on the couch and then wipe his feet and muddy body all over the upholstery. So if you've got
he's
a mud room.
Wiping his feet too.
Yes, but in the worst place possible. Usually, right. Oh, my gosh, my boyfriend walked the dog in the rain, in the mud, and Sherman got away from him and then jumped right into bed with me. And it was so horrible. I was like, Sherman, nice. No. So you have to think about it. If you had a dog washing station, maybe in the mud room, that could be a perfect spot to install one. A mud room's already meant for dirty spaces. The dog washing station really is kind of like a rectangular stall that just your pooch goes in. It's got a spray hose, and then you can clean up that pup immediately. So all good stuff. Don't shy away from having animals in your life. It's so rewarding. But just think about how you can make it easier to enjoy them.
And we've got a checklist on how you can do just that. It's called Pet-Friendly Design and Decorating Tips for Your Home. It's on MoneyPit.com. And coming up next time on the Money Pit, when you look up, is the view a bit less than exciting? We're talking decorative ceiling solutions on the next edition of the show. With these ceilings, you can turn your blank and bland ceiling into an architectural showpiece. We'll tell you exactly what you need to know to get that project done on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.